Good morning. We are in the middle of our study of the brisos that make up the fourth parak of Masechta Bikurim. These brisos have all been dealing with the issue of the androgynous, the hermaphrodite, known as an androgynous in halacha. So, Ketzad Shavel and Nashim, the brisa asks, how is an androgynous similar to a woman? So, the brisa continues and explains, Metame Beodem Ka Nashim, the androgynous, when he sees blood, so he is metame like a woman. Right, he's not allowed to be alone with men like a woman. The rules of yichud still apply. He does not have the restrictions of baltakif and baltashchis about the issues of the beard and the payas, and also not if he were to be a kohen, not to become tamei like an isha. Upasal mina idus kenashim, and androgynous can't offer testimony. Aveino nivel beavera kenashim, he's not allowed to go ahead and be nivelus like women. But if someone akuna kenashim, he does not serve and would be possible to marry a kohen like certain women are possible to marry kohanim. How is he similar to men and women? And the first thing we have to say to ourselves is that he is chayev when he causes damage and when he's mekalal his parents, like men and women are. Bahargo shogeg gola. If a person kills him, he goes to your miklat. If you kill an androgynous, so the fact of the matter is, a person pays with his life, just like when you murder a human being, whether the human being is male or female. Right, the parents have to sit. The mother has to sit tuma and tar, and you may tawar, like as described at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, like men and women. He gets a piece, he has to divide up kachi kachim like a man or a woman. But he also pays off the nachala, right? Like the rules of nachlos. If a person says that he takes an ed in his ears for pointing to an individual who is an androgynous and says that's a man and a woman, so the person would be a nazir. If he only says almanas that that's a man or whatever, that's a suffix that will cause a certain doubt. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning when we close out Seder Zorim and immediately begin Seder Moed.